Thomas Hooker. If we could go back to the early summer of 1636 and look down from some lofty height upon the valley of the Connecticut River, we might see, one day in June, a pleasing sight. A group of about 100 men, women, and children are traveling on foot through the leafy wilderness and approaching the banks of the river at the place we now call Hartford. They have with them all their belongings. Their household goods are piled high in carts drawn by big, patient oxen, and before them they drive their cows and other domestic animals. One of their number, the wife of the leader, being ill, rides in a litter carried on the shoulders of two stalwart men. The children are laughing and skipping along or sedately walking beside their elders. The sky is cloudless, the trees are in fresh new foliage, and the air is sweet with the blossoms of wild honeysuckle already dropping its petals on the grass. When the lowing herds of cattle stop to browse on the green shoots along the way, the children run to urge them on. Who are the travelers, and from what place do they come? They are a company of settlers from the Massachusetts colony, seeking new homes in the Connecticut Valley. Thomas Hooker, the tall, majestic man you notice, is their minister and leader. They have come from Newtown, journeying forth like Roger Williams, in quest of greater freedom than the Puritans allow. They have been 2 weeks on the way. This life in the open has been a new experience to them, used as they once were to much ease of living in old England. But the preaching of their minister has kept them in good heart during their tiresome journey, and they are happy in the thought of the freedom they will have in their new homes. As they approach the place where Hartford now stands, they are much pleased with its beauty. The rolling hills, the broad, peaceful river, and its banks wooded with oaks, elms, and tulip trees, the rich green meadows, the wigwams of the Indians, and here and there the few log cabins of earlier settlers, all make a restful sight for the eyes of the tired travelers. It is here on the beautiful banks of the Connecticut that Thomas Hooker, the apostle of free government, is to make real his dream. From its first settlement, Hartford seems to go quietly and steadily on its way. It has its share of troubles within and without, but around the little meeting house as a center, the colony strikes its roots deep into the soil and becomes the first fruits of free government, as Thomas Hooker understands it. That is, government of the people, for the people, and by the people. In the meeting house here on Sundays, at the call of the church bell, passing through armed guards at the door, the pious and steadfast people meet for worship. The men sit on one side, the women and children on the other, all ranked in the order of their importance in the community. The burning eloquence of their pastor keeps faith and courage alive and greatly strengthens them for their weekly duties. On weekdays, when a road is to be cut, or a bridge built, or some other public matter attended to, it is in the meeting house again that all the free men assemble to cast their votes, yes or no, each according to his wisdom and judgment. In all the affairs of the colony, both of religion and government, Thomas Hooker is their leader. He is gentle and loving in spirit, especially to the poor, yet he can be severe to those who he believes unworthy. His religion is warm and glowing, and makes itself felt in the daily affairs of the colony. This far-sighted patriot is a man of much learning, of strong will, and deep sense of justice. He has no liking for a community where only church members can vote or hold office. He believes that all are happier if they have a voice in making the laws. Under his rule, the first written constitution in America is drafted. All that he values most he cheerfully gives in the cause of freedom, and in giving each man, church member or not, a share in the government, he helps on the cause of freedom for all men. For this great service to mankind, we should never cease to honor the memory of Thomas Hooker.